91.7 KXT. We're really honored to have Marnie, Emily, and Martin Courtyard Hounds here in the KXT studios. This is a really early preview too of the new album Amelita, because the song your first single Sunshine just went up on RollingStone.com. I don't even think it's up on iTunes yet, right?
No, we wanted to come back to our hometown and debut it here.
I know, because I was going to mention that, you know, because here in DFW, you know, we think of the Dixie Chicks as, you know, a band that started in Dallas.
We did start in Dallas, down on the street corner, and I think I was 16 when the band started, and I won't say how old I am now, but we have a long history here in Dallas.
And Robin, who was one of the founding members of the Dixie Chicks, she worked at KERA, our sister station.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, you know, we're one big family, so yeah, we're honored that you're here.
Thank you.
Amelita, the second album from the Courtyard Hounds, comes out July 16th. You want to start off with a song from the record?
Sure. This is the first single called Sunshine. And like you said, it just went up yesterday. So this is brand spanking new. And hopefully we know all the words. Here we go.
One, two, three, and.
You tell me that you don't like people. You can only believe in yourself. You don't have anybody left. Could it be you wear your fur on the inside? Prefer not to go outside where the sky is way too blue. Tonight you'll grace us with all your inner presence while your backhanded compliments suck the air out of the room. God forbid we bring you down. Hey, don't rain on my parade and kill a perfect day, wasting my time. Hey, you always find a way to bring me down when I feel fine. Hey, don't rain on my parade and kill a perfect day, wasting my time.
Outstanding. It's the Courtyard Hounds on 91.7 KXT from Amelita, the second album from the Courtyard Hounds. I was lucky enough to be in Austin in 2010 when the first Courtyard Hounds record came out, and I got to see all those first shows at South by Southwest. And I remember hearing an interview, and I think maybe it was just that you guys were getting tired at that point. And you said, but it was such a great line. You're like, well, the Courtyard Hounds were kind of born out of boredom because Dixie Chicks were on hiatus and you had these songs, and that's kind of how it came together. So was this decision to do a second album out of boredom or just out of a continuation to just expand on what you guys built with the first record?
Definitely expand. You know, we feel like a band now. We don't feel like a side project anymore. And I think after touring and just really letting it get back in our blood, I think Marty and I are kind of made of, I don't know, we just have to be working and playing all the time. It's just part of, you know, who we are.
Part of what our mother made us do.
That's right. Our mother, you know, cracking the whip on us all the time. But I don't know. I just think we enjoyed this band so much that we just wanted to do it again. And, you know, we go out and we do Chicks dates sometimes, and that still exists. But for us, it's just, I don't know, that drive to, I don't know, do something new and just kind of reinvent yourself.
Yeah. Well, and these songs are a little bit more personal. I mean, they're a little bit different than the songs you do with the Chicks.
Well, I think after so many years of being the Dixie Chicks, it's like we have a very distinct persona. And so you're kind of, we find ourselves writing for kind of who we are as that band. And then this, I feel like we write more about our individual experiences, maybe. So, yeah, it's a different kind of part of the brain for writing Dixie Chicks songs than Courtyard Hounds songs.
Yeah, yeah, it doesn't have to be a major distinction.
But, probably not that different. But.
Yeah. Well, In Sunshine was co-written with Jonathan Brook, which, KERA listeners will remember the days of Jonathan Brook in the story. Yeah. And, of course, she's had a great solo career. How did you get together with Jonathan to write that song?
We did a writer's retreat out in, where was it? It was just west of Fort Worth. We have a Sony executive friend gal who puts together these amazing songwriting camps, if you will. And she's like, hey, you should come out to my bed and breakfast and we'll just have a bunch of people come in. And she was one of the ones that that came, and we didn't know her before that. And we became fast friends, and she's really funny and really talented. And I'm just glad we got the pleasure of knowing her, much less writing a song with her.
Yeah, she has an infectious personality, too.
It's just
you meet her once, and it's like you feel like you've known her for a long time.
Right,
she's
right.
Yeah, she's a master of that. Well, Amelita is the second record from the Courtyard Hounds. You ready to do another song from the record?
This is a song called Aimless Upward that we wrote with a guy named Tyler Lyle. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but I have a feeling he's just on the verge of breaking through and becoming huge. He's really very talented. How old is he? Maybe 23?
24.
And he's out in LA right now doing all the, you know, the coffee houses and everything. But we feel like we have a little sneak peek into what might be a huge, huge hit for him. But anyway, he's a great songwriter. And we wrote this next one with him. And I don't even know if I could explain what it's about. You just have to listen to the lyrics.
Like a ball of twine, laws of love and gravity, we are seeds with promises to keep. And part of me is a setting sun in my skin and in my lungs, almost holy, a mystery. We are seeds to keep. My eyes are wide, aimless upward I will rise, and I'll be fine to take my time. To see the stormy skies, but too much rain and the waters rise. I've got steady hands when my roots so deep. We are seeds with promises to keep. My eyes are wide, aimless upward. I will rise and I'll be fine to take my time. Yes, I'll take.
Courtyard Hounds on 91.7 KXT. So was this record, was Amelita made in, and Marty, was it made in your home studio like the last record?
We actually did it at the Texas Tree Fort Studios, the tracking, and I was trying to remember that. And then we do some of the singing and overdubs on our instruments at my studio because it's just at my house and comfy, and Emily can, and Martin can come stay with
the
kids.
And this isn't like a computer with a microphone. This is like a full-on studio, very professional studio. So Marty, thank goodness, decided to put that in her house.
But this time around, I wanted to get away from home because I've got three kids, and they were coming in and out, and I just was having trouble compartmentalizing and focusing on music. So it was kind of nice to be in town but take it out to the hill country a little bit.
Yeah, because I got to imagine it's got to be, you know, a blessing and a curse to get that comfortable at home with a home studio. But then at the same time, you know, you can get too comfortable. Sometimes
exactly.
You need to get out of that zone.
Well, it's funny because at Marty's studio, she falls into this like hostess with the mostest kind of persona. And she's like, is everyone okay? Does anyone need a snack? Does anyone want some water? And I'm like, Marty,
is there toilet paper in the bathroom?
She's in there scrubbing the toilet, you know, and like every studio owner does, I guess. But
no, male studios, they don't look like my studio. It looks like a female studio. The toilet seat is down.
Toilet seat's down. There's
the
like
floor's
flowers.
Mopped. There are pretty flowers.
That's true. Have you seen the Dave Grohl Sound City documentary yet?
I haven't. We haven't. Our good friend Jim Scott's in that, and I've been dying to watch it.
Yeah, your hypothesis will be proven there because I think that's captured on film. Every band that walks into Sound Studio, they're like,
yeah,
this is a studio.
Just, like, in general, as a general rule, are just gross,
crusty.
Like, not radio studios, of course, but. Very nice here.
Present company excluded. Yes, yeah. So, what was the biggest thing you learned when you first started playing as the Courtyard Hounds? Because it's you know, it's a different thing. It probably wasn't exactly what you expected, and that's probably a good thing.
I don't know. Just kind of coming out from behind that, you know, sideman harmony singer kind of thing is just really kind of owning stuff and feeling comfortable to throw yourself out there. And. And Marty sings more on this album, which I'm so happy about, because she has her own take on things and I don't know. It's just kind of trying to find your sound is the most important thing.
Yeah, well, because when you first wrote those first Courtyard Hound songs, I guess the idea was to give them to other people, right? And then the idea was like, no, maybe we should keep these for ourselves, right?
Marty said, "I will kill you if you give these songs away."
I couldn't picture Faith Hill or Carrie Underwood, or I don't know who she was going to pitch to, but I felt like they were so personal, it would be a crime. And our audience is always, we think, appreciated the fact that we were honest. You Were Mine, the Dixie Chicks song, was about our parents' divorce. And although the parent that is named in the song and doesn't come out looking too great didn't like that, I think the audience always wanted us to kind of be who we were and sing about the truth. So,
well, we are thrilled that there is a second Courtyard Hounds record. Amelita comes out in July, and we're also thrilled that you're here. What song do you want to wrap up with?
This is the title track called Amelita, and I'm from San Antonio now. I live down in San Antonio, and I'm always hearing the kind of south of the border music. You know, the mariachis are always around, and I think that probably seeped into my blood a little bit. But we also made a video down in Reynosa, way down south, and we found out right in the middle of shooting this video for Dixie Chicks. It was a Long Time Gone video. That we're in the middle of Boys Town. And it wasn't until we like came out of the trailer with all the hair and makeup and all the stuff that we realized, oh my God, they've booked us right in the middle of Boys Town. And so there was a lot of seedy stuff going on around us. And so that inspired this song.
I promise you'll be fine across the bridge.
All right, that was amazing. Courtyard Hounds on 91.7 KXT. Amelita, title track to the new album, which comes out July 16th. And I think the first single, Sunshine, goes up on iTunes next week. So, I mean, again.
It does. And we actually, the label's going to let us sneak a few more songs out before the 16th on a EP. So
people
can get more of the music, I think, on the 11th of June.
With a pre-order,
yeah.
That's a great idea. And then I don't even think tour dates have been announced yet. Are you guys going to be hitting the road for this
some
summer?
Some up on our websites. Not everything, but some of the big ones. Are going to be doing Lollapalooza this year, which will be fun. Austin City Limits Festival.
And both weekends of Austin City Limits Festival,
right,
too. So,
right.
Yeah, which is important for planning this year.
That's right. And we're doing some surprise gigs around Austin City Limits, too. So not just at the festival, but around town in Austin as well. So.
Yeah, and some of those surprise gigs are almost more fun too, because they're pop up in clubs. They're a little bit more intimate. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's part of the whole culture of the festival, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, again, thanks so much for coming by and giving us a preview of the record, and for coming back to your Dallas roots.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's 91.7 KXT.